Christian, how tough is it to play them so close but still not come up with the win?
It's tough. This is a third opportunity I've got in my career to play them, and each year that I've been able to play them and be on a each season that we've been able to play them since I've been here, it's been close. We've always played them close, and it's tough. Just to know that if a couple more things would have went your way, you would have had a closer shot to win the game. It's tough. That's how Alabama is, and all the credit goes out to them. They're the number one team in the country for a reason, and they're not going to give you anything. You have to go out there and beat them, and you can't beat yourself, and we beat ourselves in a couple aspects of the game tonight, but kind of what Colin said earlier was just we think about it tonight, and then tomorrow it's on to Florida.
Left side, Mark.
Christian, can you talk a little bit about the touchdown catch that you had? That was pretty wild play. Mm-hmm. Kind of walk us through how you were able to kind of keep your route alive to give Kellen a shot to get it to you.
Yeah, it's kind of similar to the Arkansas game. I talked a little bit about it. Just with him and being able to be mobile, you got to stay alive for him. And he's great at making people miss, and that's our job as receivers to get open. if you were to look at it, and I'm sure it'll come up on film, I was running around back there just pretty much in circles, trying to figure out which way he was going, and just finding a way to get open. And all you need is a little bit of separation, and I was able to come back to him after he ended up rolling right. And, he gave me an opportunity to catch it. And I talked about it a lot, especially with Kellen being young. That's on us as receivers to go out there and make those tough catches for him. And all that was a great throw by him and just, me having to come up with the catch.
Right side, Ben, then we'll go up front to Travis.
Now, Christian, how much does a team like Alabama reduce the margin for error?
A lot. Like I said, they don't beat themselves. You have to go out there and beat them. They're the most disciplined team in the country. They don't make mistakes, and they're going to take advantage of your turnovers. And, we saw that tonight, and it's happened in recent years. Just whenever you have a turnover, they're going to take advantage of it. That's why the margin for error is so small with great teams like that. You got to be able to go out there and execute and make sure that, that things like that don't happen.
Right up front, Travis, and we'll go to Christy. And then the back to Daryl.
There's been a lot of growth from the young players over the past couple of weeks. Do you feel like even though there's a loss, there was some momentum from this game that can carry on to the next games?
Without a doubt. I think everyone sees each week we're getting better and better. Each week our young guys are getting better and better. Kellen's getting better and better. And it's the way that we're approaching practice. With the younger guys, it's all about their mental game and, how they're thinking and what they're talking, telling themselves and, what us as, older guys and leaders are telling them and giving them, their sense of confidence. And that's all they need because they're not afraid to go out there and play and make plays. And that's the best thing about it. And whenever they make mistakes, they move on, they play the next play. So I think, as the season goes on, we're going to keep growing stronger. And, I'm pretty confident that, this next week going into Florida, we're going to have our best week of practice and then, going to the bye week. And then each week, we still have a long season to go. And I feel like each week we're going to get better and better.
Christy on the right side, then we'll go to the back, Daryl, and then Ben, you'll wrap us up.
How much have you seen Kellen grow since UCLA to now? And do you think you're starting to see flashes of just how good he can be?
Oh, without a doubt. I think everybody saw that tonight. He, he still has a little bit to go, when it comes to, feeling the pressure in his face and being able to step in the pocket and keep his eyes downfield. But that's a part of being a young quarterback. You can't expect him to go out there and, stand in there and make every throw. But each week, he's being able to be more comfortable, sit in there and deliver some throws. He delivered two big time throws the past 2 weeks across the middle on Diggs to Damien. That's not a hard throw. That's not an easy throw to make. And I was really proud to see, him be able to work. And like I said earlier, and weeks before, he just approaches each week with the mindset to be better. He's really hard on himself, and that's a good thing. Because he wants to be great. He wants to be the leader of this team. He wants to win, and we're going to ride him all the way through, and he's going to keep getting better.
Stan and Daryl in the back.
Christian, how disappointing is it for you guys offensively after the block punt that you couldn't get something going on that next drive because you had the crowd in it and you knew that place was about to explode?
Oh yeah, it's definitely disappointing. We got to be better as players going out there and executing the calls and just going out there and putting the ball in the end zone. Red zone is a big time thing for us, something that we emphasize a lot on our side of the ball on offense. And so we're going to go back and look at the film and, you know, get better and make sure that, you know, we're putting, you know, a lot of emphasis on the red zone whenever we have an opportunity to score, because, you know, we got to put the ball in the end zone, because, you know, the defense is playing great. And, you know, we got to make sure we're doing our part as well.
Ben, you'll wrap us up.
You know, if y'all get that touchdown late and y'all maybe don't make some of the mistakes that y'all made early in the game, I mean, how much closer is that game in the fourth, and where do you think y'all's chances are to win that?
You know, I think, you know, that's, you know, it's kind of hard to say. You know, it's kind of, you can't really predict, you know, what the outcome is going to be. That's what's unique about the game of football. You just got to keep playing, because all it takes is one play. And, you know, one play can change the whole entire game. You know, obviously we wanted some things back there. But I still think in the fourth quarter it was a close game. You know, we still had an opportunity at the end. You know, we, you know, recover the onside kick. We have a shot to, you know, maybe throw a Hail Mary. And then, you know, it's hard to play, you know, theoreticals and, you know, think about that type of stuff. But like I said, you just got to play the next play and, you know, be able to go out there and execute. They took advantage of our turnovers and, you know, they came out with the win.